Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti. Good morning, Karen. Let's talk first about Newsmax, the conservative outlet that agreed to pay Dominion Voting Systems $67 million to settle a defamation lawsuit over false election claims that the 2020 election was rigged. How does the First Amendment play into cases like this, Karen?
Amendment really deals with the government staying out of our business when it comes to speaking. But when it comes to private words, there is liability. If you say something that is a fact, that is untrue, and it's malicious, and it has an impact that's negative, then there are lawsuits. And this is not brought by the government. These are brought by a private company who manufactures voting machines who've been damaged by the comments that were made. And so this is a settlement. They asked for a lot more, but the settlement resolves, I think, all issues between the two of them. But this is, you know, there have been a lot of these lawsuits. In fact, we had one against Fox News that was settled for $787 million, handled by a local Chicago attorney on the Fox defense. And these lawsuits, you know, I think the settlement really speaks to the idea that they had some merit.
Any evidence that these kinds of lawsuits are making news channels more careful about what they say?
They have to be. I mean, we would have to know the internal workings, right, and how the stations are talking about these things behind the scene. But you would think so. This is not chump change, and this is going to be ongoing, because I think when you can't really trust our news stations to tell the truth, this is the way I think we're going to maybe force them to do just that.
Let's talk about Alex Jones and InfoWars. They have been ordered to liquidate assets. Does this mean that those Sandy Hook families are going to finally get some money?
It looks like they are. It was a $1.3 billion defamation case against Jones. He, as you recall, he spread bogus conspiracy theories saying the shooting never happened, which caused these families great, not only emotional distress, but people would follow them around and threaten them, thinking that they were making up this whole thing. So, yes, the receiver is going to start to take control of the assets of not only the company, but of Alex Jones personally, and then will be selling off those assets and then giving the money to the families.
President Trump, as you know, has said he's preparing an executive order to get rid of mail-in ballots. What are the states' rights here? Don't the states have the ultimate say on this?
They do. States have the ultimate say on how elections are run, and we've seen some of these lawsuits go on with having different people on the ballots, and the states have all ruled, and the federal government has ruled, you know, and federal courts have ruled that the states really do have a lot of leeway. So the idea that there can be an executive order barring mail-in voting is probably not going to happen. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, we've had mail-in voting since the 1860s, when people went off to war or traveling salesmen. And now we have eight states plus Washington, D.C. that have only, that's all they have is mail-in voting. So, and again, you know, both partisan groups have done research, and there really isn't a whole lot of voting fraud.
So no evidence that there is fraud with the mail-in
ballots. Yes, one of the best studies that was done, I saw it was 0.00006% fraud, which I don't even know what that, how to say that.
It's pretty low. That's how to say it.
Pretty low.
Finally, two lawsuits have been filed relating to Alligator Alcatraz, the immigration detention center in the Florida Everglades. And yesterday, a court in Florida dismissed a portion of the first suit. How come?
Well, this was the suit that said that the detainees were not getting their rights. And the reason that it was dismissed was because the federal government kind of did do a switch, and they did acknowledge that they needed to give these people some due process. So that now is in place. There's a court that has been designated as the place where these detainees are going to supposedly get their due process. So that part was dismissed because the government complied. But the suit will go on. You know, there's all all these allegations that detainees are being forced to sign things that will deport them without understanding what they're doing, that they're being held without being charged, and all of those things, which is very troubling. And I know a lot of people dismiss these things and say, well, it's just a bunch of people who shouldn't be here. But this is a slippery slope, and everyone deserves their due process, and I hope that happens.
One of the suits is about the environmental impact of the facility, isn't it?
It is, and because there was really no impact study done before it was built. It was slapped together very quickly. It could be causing all kinds of contaminants to run off into the water, causing problems with the wildlife. And there's also a Native American group who has some villages nearby who are also concerned with their water sources being contaminated. So there are all kinds of attacks on this facility that will play out in the courts.
To be continued, and you can talk to Karen Conti about all this and more Sunday afternoon here on WGN from 3:30 until 5. Thank you, Karen. Have a good one.
Have a good one. You too. Bye-bye.